Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe. Getting you set for Pats and Ravens. Patriots.
The football is scooped up by Hightower, and he takes it home for the touchdown.
Ravens.
Jackson. First down, touchdown.
Now broadcasting from the Best Yet Studios in Boston, it's NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance, with Fourier, Wiggy, and Keith on WEEI.
Hour number two of NFL Sunday from our Best Yet Studio here in Brighton. It is Keith, Wiggy, and Andy Hart filling in for Fourier today. Tom E. Kern will join us at 11:30. Patriots don't play for a while, so we won't know about N'Keal Harry until probably around 7 o'clock, 8:20 kick between the Patriots and Ravens. Before we get into Jimmy Garoppolo, if the Patriots win tonight... When they win tonight, Wiggy, I mean, it doesn't clinch home field, but it kind of does, doesn't it? I mean, you look around the league right now, the Colts also have two losses, so I guess the Colts are in play for it. The Bills have two losses, but the Patriots already beat them, and they have another game. Mm-hmm. The Ravens have two losses.
Well, I mean, you still have to take care of your business.
You do.
Eagles, Cowboys, Texans.
But now you could easily lose a couple of those, no problem.
Right. Then the home field game at the beginning of the season for the Patriots for home field throughout, we were like, all right, it's going to be the Kansas City
game. Right, 100%, week 14.
So now, KC doesn't want to play at home because they suck at home.
Nope, they are 1-3
at home.
They
want to be on the road.
Yeah. And so they are playing without Mahomes today, or at least he hasn't officially been ruled out, but no Mahomes today.
And then you play against
the
Texans.
The Vikings. That could be another loss for the Chiefs today.
Right, and you play against the Texans, you look at. You're going to play them down there, but the way the Texans are playing.
They're playing right now. Actually, they have a 3-0 lead over Jacksonville, another one of these London games.
Oh, cherry.
First quarter.
Top of the morning, governor.
And Jacksonville's 4-4, so this game today is going to be big because if Jacksonville can beat them today, they'll have the same record as the Texans.
Right.
Open some doors up there.
But the big story in the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers are 8-0.
It's rolling, baby.
Jimmy Garoppolo, baby. You got the babies. We're not going to talk about the baby stuff here today.
Okay, sorry.
We're not going to talk about that.
He had a good game against a horrible Arizona team.
Yeah, he did.
He always has to diminish everybody else's accomplishments.
So you give Jimmy Garoppolo no credit.
They're a horrible team.
Specifically, their best player, Patrick Peterson, in that game was horrific.
Right.
I came in on Friday and I said to Rich,
"Is he hurt?
I don't watch Cardinals every week, so I don't know. But is that what Patrick Peterson is now? Because am I just still thinking he's great? Because I thought they turned down trade deadline offers.
Right, they did.
Jimmy G picked on him.
Yeah,
picked on him.
Yeah,
him and Emmanuel Sanders picked on him.
Did they have a good defense? Yes.
This was the first game that Garoppolo didn't look like, and I haven't seen all 60 minutes of every game, but this is the first game where he didn't look like just any generic quarterback.
Right.
Go in there, run our plays. I don't care who you are. We can find somebody else to do the exact same thing. Like, he actually
looked pretty impressive. If you turn that game on, you go, oh, wow, Jimmy Garoppolo's got to be up there about top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right. No.
Right.
Yeah, watching that game.
And
that game,
he has to do that every... Why can't he do that every week?
But he's also coming off the injury, and when is he back to whatever he really is athletically?
Eight.
I know, but it takes a full year.
He completes...
Year plus.
70.
Edelman was pretty good when he got back.
He was slowed.
He had the drops.
He still has the drops.
He's got that.
He always mixes in a hideous drop.
Well, that's because...
He'll give you some big ballsy catch with three guys on him, and then an easy one hits him in the one.
That's because he's not a frame guy all the time. He likes to have his hands like crazy. Catcher, where he doesn't always frame the football up.
Right.
Look at this guy over here.
We got football experts.
We got a now pattern.
That's a couple football
nuggets. Explain scallop to me.
Scallop. Isn't that isn't that seafood?
I'm not
a big seafood guy.
Yeah. See, apparently,
he doesn't eat any seafood.
I've never heard this, but it's become a thing this morning. Mike Reese put it in his Sunday notes, and it's a term that Bill threw out, I guess, this week, talking about somebody's tackle. It's a tackle technique, the scallop.
No.
And it's something about getting your hips low and breaking down.
I've
never heard it. Literally never heard
it. Yeah, we didn't use the scallop tackling technique when I was there.
And I don't even understand it.
A
scallop's just a shell sitting on the ground.
And I didn't do much. And as an offensive guy, I didn't do much tackling.
But how do you scallop?
What about a pick?
Do you get low?
Get in the ocean, I guess?
Usually when
scallops are in the ocean.
No, I understand.
They dredge them.
Where you go,
they dredge them.
Do you need like a lot of equipment for that, or can you do that with?
Well, you could do small dredging. You could just dive down, pick them up. I guess
is that
a snorkel.
The technique? Maybe. Yeah,
maybe I don't know.
Make sure you wrap up.
Because even on a pick, I was, you know, not very good tackle. Usually offensive players, when it's an interception, first thing we do is get our head on a swivel.
Yeah, usually. Somebody's going to kill me right now.
We're not looking to tackle the guy with the ball. We're like, all right, where's the guy coming to clean my clock?
Where's this linebacker?
So you can't help me out on the scallop technique.
Yeah, I wasn't a tackler.
No.
I wasn't on any tackling really special. I was on the punt team, but that was just contain and funnel everything back in.
Earlier, somebody else do the scallop.
Yes.
Somebody else can take care of that. You guys were paying attention.
I'm clamming out here.
Now, earlier in the week, another one of Wiggy's hot takes was the 49ers, you don't believe it.
No.
You don't think they're a real team. It was. No. That was maybe the hottest take of the week, was that the 49ers are not a Super Bowl contender.
No. Nope.
Despite being 8-0.
Despite being 8-0.
And having the best defense in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Having the best running game in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Having what appears to be a pretty good coach. I'm not going to call him the best coach by any means, but a good coach.
A burgeoning quarterback.
A burgeoning, thank you. We have the writer on the show today. Well, the burgeoning quarterback.
What's burgeoning? How do you say it? Burgeoning. I didn't even say the damn word.
Sort of on the come.
We'll wait.
He's developing, evolving.
Well, say an evolving quarterback.
Okay.
I mean,
just say what you mean.
Everybody knows you went to. Where'd you go to school?
Tufts.
Everybody knows you went to Tufts.
Everybody knows where you went.
Wait, where'd you go?
I don't know.
Rather, you know, for myself
everybody's
and
aware
many of the listeners
you,
out
Wiggy.
There that,
yeah.
you know, yeah. our education is, hey, where in the.
Wait, isn't Georgia a good school?
Jones. I don't.
Georgia's probably fine.
Yeah, I would just.
Did you graduate?
I did graduate.
Okay.
So
I graduated from a major university?
That's Jones. Call that. Say
a big state school.
For myself and a lot of the listeners out there that, you know, educationally, we may not use these big words. Say,
I don't know what that word means, so I take it as an insult.
Yes. Rather than just say, sorry. He's an evolving quarterback.
Okay, he's an evolving quarterback. They're an evolving team with a good coach. Now, I think the safe spot for Wiggy, I think it's safe. If you want to pick any NFC team and pick against them, I think it's safe because the conference is so good.
I
if
can
you
do that.
Take the field over a singular team, mm-hmm. I feel pretty good about
that.
But
I'm not even taking that. I'm looking at it when I look at the quarterback position and the quarterback half. And we talked about this. I think we might have talked about it on the Dale and Keith show. I was on Greg Hill. The quarterback has to be able to, in a game, make 3, 4, 5 passes.
You don't think Jimmy can?
In a playoff game or a Super Bowl game.
I'm starting to think that he can. I was definitely in the camp of he was just a guy.
At this point, I would say he hasn't proven it to
me. Wait a minute, though. Let's stack him against his competitors.
But I've only
Carson Wentz.
But I've only picked
who's
three.
Who's more capable of making those throws?
But I've only picked 3 guys. My 3 guys.
Yeah, you're limited.
I don't know, but you're talking about beating the Patriots.
I'm in a Super Bowl.
Oh, but how about guys that are able to get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, who could win the NFC?
Jimmy?
No, 3 guys.
Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Drew Brees.
That's it. Those are the
so
only...
you eliminate, which I think this is fine and fair, like Kirk Cousins has been one of the best quarterbacks in football for a month.
Nope.
Right?
What I know the that? Buzz is... You know,
oh, it's MVP buzz.
Yeah, I know
Kirk
the
Cousins.
Buzz is hot, but nope.
Carson
Wentz. One of those games was like the Redskins.
It's still a game. The Patriots played the Redskins.
And they were up 12-7 at the half.
Guess what? There's a ton of crap teams.
Yeah,
everybody has to play them.
We can pick apart anybody's schedule.
Here's what I do.
What was that? Kirk Cousins buzz still?
Because here's the thing I do, Andy, right? You can only judge these guys of kind of what you've seen and what they've done.
Right. Garoppolo's 8-0.
And so basing off
you can only win the games you play, and he's done.
Right. So basing off of what I've seen and what they've done, I can't look at them and go, okay, this guy can make a nice playoff run and make all the plays that he needs to do in an NFC championship game to win, help his team win a Super Bowl.
Hosting it with the best defense in the conference.
Yeah, see, I just think when you're doing it this far out, they're only halfway through the season, I'm just looking at what Super Bowl matchups like would completely shock me. And so we sort of covered ourselves. We said in the AFC, it's the Patriots are the odds-on favorite, but with Mahomes, you got to sort of throw the Chiefs. If any other team won the AFC, I would be shocked. I'd be absolutely shocked. Like, oh my God, what a monster upset. Mm-hmm. In the NFC, the Niners deserve to be on that list with those other 3 teams that you mentioned. Those 3 teams are good teams with great quarterbacks.
I'm not putting the Niners on that list. You know what?
He's not doing it. He's not budging on this.
You want to know when I'm putting the Niners on that
list?
Yeah,
when after they beat Seattle? What if they do that?
Seattle, okay.
Yeah.
Green Bay and the Saints.
Yeah, so they play all your teams.
They play all three.
Wait a minute.
They play all
what
of
if
my
he just goes like 2-1? I mean, those are
he's
ridiculous.
He's going to beat them all. He's going to beat them all. We can say, I don't know.
I didn't say if you.
He's 3 MVP Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
But I didn't even say he had to win those
just
games.
Just like competitive.
Go out there and show me that, okay,
all right.
Hey, Jimmy Garoppolo went tit for tat with Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees or Russell Wilson, or they went 2-1.
But don't you think San Francisco has the best defense out of those four teams?
I would say, yeah, they do. Green Bay's defense has been playing pretty well.
It has. It definitely has.
And the Saints
and New Orleans
defense
is better than you would think. No, I would say all the defenses are pretty good. Seattle's maybe,
but
strangely enough, is the worst out of those four.
When you look at the San Francisco 49ers, aren't you going to be able to determine who they are after they play those games? Because when you look at the games that they played, they haven't played anybody where you go,
so they're the Patriots.
Well, they beat the Rams, didn't they?
Aren't you going to be able to determine the Patriots after this little stretch of 5 of 6 games, whatever?
You'll be able to determine the Patriots.
But
the Patriots, I also add some points on the Patriots because of what I know that I've seen them do, which is win a Super Bowl last year, right?
So, but it's a totally different team.
It is, which I think is a better team.
You know what Bill Belichick says? What happened last week, last month, last year is irrelevant.
The Niners,
guess what?
No,
I'm not on Bill Belichick's coaching staff. I'm here giving my opinion about what I'm seeing.
The Niners also beat the Browns worse than the Patriots beat the Browns. And again, I know that you can't always do the transitive property or whatever it is.
Here's what the,
I'm not that smart. Can you explain that?
No.
Here's what the Niners are, right? The Niners are, they look like a team that's on the come. They look like they're
they're a burgeoning
Andy
team.
Andy Hart's word of the day.
They're a team.
I really hope this is right. We're kind of, can we move on?
Yeah.
Just in case.
They're a team that's on the rise.
That
could be a potential, could they be a potential Super Bowl team? Maybe.
I say yes, and you're so now it's a maybe.
No. I'm just saying this is what people are saying.
This is what the people
are saying. Yeah, this is what people are saying.
Are you saying it?
But we're not gonna give them credit or go out on that limb until they prove it.
You're not.
I won't until they prove
I'm in.
Don't talk for me.
It took me
It
took me 6 weeks maybe. Like, because we did the exercise, who can win the Super Bowl preseason, who can win the Super Bowl after 4 weeks, who can win it after 8 weeks. Oh. After 4 weeks, I still wasn't a Niner. I wasn't sold on the Niners by any means.
No.
But 8-0, I'm like, okay. And the defense is so rock solid.
And should be. Like, it's not smoke and mirrors. They've invested first-round picks in front. Yeah. Like, that could be a bad matchup for Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it is all over the place.
I think it's a bad matchup.
Now,
Nick Bosa, they're saying Nick Bosa could his
plan. Rookie of the year.
Yeah. Right. So
maybe D player of the year. Yeah.
But if it's a bad matchup for you, that means you're in the Super Bowl. So we'll see.
Right.
You're doing all right.
You'd
love to get to that bad matchup.
Not a lot of great matchups necessarily in the Super Bowl. That's a good team.
Let's
over
go.
There.
Roll the dice.
You know what they are? They're the Carolina Panthers of the, how long ago was that?
3 or 4 years ago.
4 years ago when they started off and they were like 8-9-0.
And they went 15-1, I think.
Right, but it was one of those things. You got to prove it in the postseason. Great in the regular season, but prove that you can do it. And they ultimately proved that they showed that they could get to the Super Bowl. You know, granted, it didn't work out for them, but that's
but that was also reliant on Cam Newton, and then Cam Newton wasn't good in that game. Then they lost. Whereas the whole defense for the Niners is good. Like, I have a feeling like they're not all going to have a bad game come playoff time.
No,
that's
one thing I think
you they weren't good the other night. Like, if they turn good into point. Whatever it was no, the other night, Richard Sherman was pissed.
Good
Did
point.
You listen to him?
Yeah. Well, they gave up a couple of stupid plays.
Yeah.
They're a good point.
Lincoln Riley, or not a Lincoln Riley, if Cliff Kingsbury wasn't an absolute,
was
if he wasn't an absolute moron, they might win that football game. Why are you calling timeout when the San Francisco 49ers just called timeout on the 4th-and-goal situation going into the half with 4 seconds on the clock? They just called timeout. You come out. You got your play. Next thing you know, you run a play. Your team stops them on 4th-and-goal, but you're an idiot running all the way down the sidelines.
Right.
You're not even a defensive coordinator, a defensive coach calling timeout and giving the Niners another play, and they come out and score a touchdown to go up 21-7 going into the half.
Well, you know how Bill likes to say some players would like to have plays back? I think he'd like to have that timeout back.
Would. They sure would.
I don't know. He screwed up. We make mistakes.
We're all human.
It's one thing to make a mistake in the heat of the moment. You're coming off a timeout.
Maybe that added to it. Maybe it gave him too much.
What
time
did you guys
to
think
bad
of? How do you think Emmanuel Sanders looks in a Niners uniform?
Smoking.
And I don't think maybe it's not a coincidence that Garoppolo is throwing the ball better because he's got a real guy there.
Right.
I mean, George Kittle's amazing. He's got a great tight end. So he's
that's
got no
a problem
there.
If they lose him. He's battling both the knee
Kittle?
And the ankle.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that becomes something that lingers, and he's sort of a shell of himself. That's
but he looked good even with the knee injury.
He's been questionable
he
a few times this week.
2.0. Like
he's
awesome.
He's a good player.
He's really good, but
talking a little trash, dude. You hear that? He had that back and forth with Buda Baker.
He's not as good as a blocker as Gronk, but I give him credit. At least he tries to get in there and he
functional.
Tries.
He's functional. You'd rather have Kittle than Travis Kelce, right?
Yes.
So I would.
Yeah. On all levels. Everything. I think he's comparable he's as a playmaker,
too, but he's less of a dink. He's the best tight end in football.
Kelce has a lot of... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I agree. I think he is. Close.
Yeah, George Kittle's runs, he wants to punish people.
And he'll have a short span because I do think T.J. Hawkinson will be the best tight end in football within a year or two.
Oh, do you?
Really?
Yeah.
There's a
tip.
I think he is.
I think he is Gronk 2.0. I said that coming
really?
Out.
Really? Hawkinson?
Best tight end to come out since
I don't know about Gronk 2.0. He does remind me... He reminds me... a lot more like Kittle than he does Gronkowski.
Do you think the Patriots will at any point the rest of the year regret going after Sanu over Sanders?
No, because I think you'll be able to see...
He should just drop his own...
No! The reason why is because you're going to see what Sanders did, you'll see Sanu do that for the Patriots.
Maybe.
I think so.
I don't know. I think...
Well, Sanders is a more proven playmaker.
Yeah.
He has 100%. Been the guy. He's been a playmaker.
He's had a better statistical career than Mohamed Sanu.
But he's been leaned on more. Mohamed Sanu has always had Batman standing next to him. Whether Batman was A.J. Green.
Sometimes two Batman.
Right. Or Batman is Julio
Jones.
Well,
he still has his Batman and Julian Edelman.
Shrunk.
It's a little Batman.
It's a smaller Batman, but guess
the kid
what?
Dressed up as Batman.
He's still not going to be looked at as saying, hey, we need. He's going to be looked at as, hey, you go out there, you're going to have the opportunity, we're going to target you 7, 8, 10 times a game. We need you to come away with 5, 6 catches, 75 yards, maybe a touchdown.
But he's always sort of been a big slot with the big guy on the outside, the all-pro type receiver on the outside. Now they have this sort of grouping of a bunch of slot guys, right?
Yeah.
And now
that's what
maybe
the offense is. The offense will be played inside the numbers.
But how do you have a slot without an outside guy?
You got N'Keal Harry out there.
When is the last time they had an outside guy? They've always played the game inside the numbers.
Well, they might have
Josh Gordon.
Well, Antonio Brown could be an outside guy, an inside guy.
Let's talk about him.
Week two.
Let's talk about
prior to him, they've always been inside guys. The only thing is the other inside guy was a tight end.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but now you just different. Got a, another slot on the other side.
Let's go back.
Or Harry jumps in as the outside guy and becomes that. At least becomes the Brandon LaFell running those little comebacks at the sticks. Okay, right. We got a first down.
But they can be outside.
Dorsett's that guy.
He goes out.
Dorsett
why
is...
Why do you not like Dorsett?
I don't think
what
he's
What
does
that
good.
Sound?
I said, yeah.
I don't know why you said that.
Dorsett's reliable? Yes.
Old Phil Dorsett?
Doesn't say a word, just catches passes?
Dorsett's like that, like... Little, small, old, reliable car that you had in college, and you're looking.
I still have one.
You'd like to upgrade, right?
Yeah, but Dorsett is the guy.
Gas? I don't give a crap about my
Dorsett car. Dorsett is the guy who's on the outside that runs the 15-yard comeback or the 14-yard curl to get the first down past the sticks.
That's and every time you need to lean on him, you go. Eh,
but
I
that's
can't.
You're leaning on him, and that's it. He's made those
well, that's
plays.
Character
what
now.
Did he do in Buffalo? 9 targets, 2 catches.
That was not
what did he do last September?
But in Buffalo,
they said we got to go get Josh Gordon.
They did, and then what they do in the playoffs? He's the only receiver to catch a touchdown.
And I think Mohamed Sanu will be a guy that you'll see Brady try to throw back shoulders to because he's a bigger receiver.
Yes. Now will he throw it back to Brady on a trick play?
Yes.
I hope not.
Oh no, back to Brady? No, I hope not.
No,
hopefully
not to Brady.
Hopefully to Phil, the aforementioned Phil.
He might throw it to Edelman.
Who will then throw it again? And then they'll just keep passing it back and forth.
They have three quarterbacks on the field at once.
Well, you know what they say. If you have three quarterbacks, you don't have one.
No.
Well,
all right, let's go to Joe in Barnstable. He joins the show. What's up, Joe?
Hey, I just want to agree with what Wiggy's saying as far as the 49ers go. I think it is true. I think there's this new the up-and-coming schedule for them is going to be harder. They don't need to win every game, but they at least need to be in it and prove that they belong there. But it also reminds me of the 2001 New England Patriots, you know. People were saying, oh, they're not going to get there with Brady and all that. I think Garoppolo is just as good as Brady as he was at that time. I think they'll be fine.
I would agree with that. So you kind of make a case on both sides. Right. He sort of starts by saying he agrees with Wiggy, but they're not ready.
Well, you have to prove it.
You have to prove it.
But he can believe they may be able to prove it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, right? They definitely have set themselves up for it. I mean, they're 8-0, and I know there's a lot of bad teams in the league, but there's only two teams that are 8-0. You look at the point differential, it's the Patriots and the Niners, far better than everybody else's. Mm-hmm.
They have a tougher division, and that's where it's going to come down the stretch here. They have one with the Rams, two with the Seahawks still?
They haven't played the Seahawks either yet.
So
two Seahawks and one Rams
Their last game is in Seattle. Their next game is actually against Seattle at home.
Right?
And their cupcake in their division is not as big a cupcake as say, the Dolphins.
Like,
the Cardinals
are
the worst team.
They beat them twice
right,
already,
but they're
though.
Not.
Oh, no, once.
You don't just roll out of bed and.
Well, you look
at the Cardinals one more time, I think.
Yeah, you look at who they have left, right? So their schedule, it's not easy. They got the Seahawks at home, Cardinals.
Yeah.
They got them at home, Packers at home. Their next three games are home games. Then they go to the Ravens. To the Saints, then they got the horrible Falcons, home against the Rams, and away in Seattle.
Those are all losable.
Their schedule is exactly.
Maybe not the Falcons. But
maybe not the Falcons.
That's tougher, but it's amazing how similar it is to the Patriots.
Right.
Oh, you don't play anybody in the first eight.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. Like, they are destined to meet each other in the Super Bowl.
And you know what
they could
be? It's
going to be the greatest Super Bowl week of all time.
There's a lot of people that have that whole belief, like, even if you lose a couple, you're better off if you sort of prove your mettle and go through a tougher schedule. Now you're seasoned for the postseason. They could be one of those teams where people don't want to believe in them at 8-0. Then they lose some of these games. Maybe they go, you know, how many? What do they got? They got eight left. So
they
maybe
got eight left. And then you,
four
you said
and four. Let's say they go 4-4.
But you said that they could lose seven of the eight.
They could. They're losable.
And they are losable.
But let's just say they're a good enough team. They go 4-4.
Okay.
So now they finish the season at 12-4, and people are like, wow, they really only .500 over the second half of the season.
Right.
But maybe they're a better team than that because they've now been tested. They've
won, they've lost.
So they could be an interesting team come postseason time because we know Bill thinks Kyle Shanahan's a good coach. We know Bill thinks that Jimmy Garoppolo's a good quarterback.
Right.
They have a good defense.
Do you think the Cardinals are a test?
No.
Okay, so they played the Cardinals in Arizona, and they squeaked out a victory 28-25.
Do you think the Bills are a test?
Yes.
You do?
No, I was answering
Wiggy.
For
Wiggy. Do you think
No.
No, okay.
No.
So the Patriots kind of squeezed out a win there.
So
right?
They both have squeak out wins against teams that they probably.
Yeah that's going to happen.
Now we'll see. They got a nice stretch for themselves. We'll see.
No, they both do. It's really
but isn't
amazing.
That when you like? Isn't that one of those old cliches that good teams find a way to win?
Yes.
The games they're supposed to, or on a day when they don't play their best, or something doesn't go quite right. Yeah, you just keep finding a way to pile up the wins regardless. There's no beauty points, no moral victories.
1 yard touchdown pass for Deshaun Watson. So extra point pending. It's now 9-0 Texans over the Jaguars. Under 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. London game.
Across the pond.
Texans trying to get to 6-3. Jaguars are 4-4.
Gardner Minshew, wow, he kind of fallen off, hasn't he?
Yeah,
we'll see.
Bit.
Maybe it'll be a comeback.
He's still, plenty of game left.
Well, I'm not saying, but in some of his recent games here.
Well, you know,
Block.
So 9-0 it is.
Uh-oh.
Chance for a return. All right, it is
no return.
Blair in Maine up next. What's up, Blair?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Hey. I'm having my morning breakfast. Sorry.
Good. What do you got? Some flapjacks there?
Cocoa Puffs.
Good. Love it.
Poison, according to
that milk at the end is gonna be delicious.
Yeah. Before a Patriots game tonight, man, we're gonna tear them apart. They're not ready for the Patriots defense tonight, Baltimore. I think Baltimore's quarterback is not prepared for what the Patriots are coming for, you know? The defense for the Patriots it's legit. I mean, if you look at the Patriots and what they got, you just don't know what's coming, right?
Right.
You just don't know. I mean, you got Dante Hightower and Kyle Van Noy and Patrick Chung and, you know? And then you look at the offense, it's so-so, but the defense I love because it's just so strong.
Yeah,
the offense is going to get better. You got Tom Brady, but you know, I just love the defense because they're just so good.
The defense is loaded. Who would you put Stephon Gilmore on tonight? Or is there even a guy worth putting Gilmore on?
I don't think there's a guy worth putting him on.
There
isn't.
See, that's an interesting discussion. The old school, you know, Wiggy's the football guy, but the old theory that you don't play as much man defense against scrambling quarterback because they run you off and now give them green space to make moves down
the
field. But I also think that's another case of we know the Patriots like to play man. That's their preferred defense. How much do you change? How much? And or maybe it's keeping him off balance by mixing it up, man and zone, bouncing back
and
forth.
I'd say it's a mix up, but then it's also you could play man with a spy.
Right.
Right? You play
Who's
man.
Your spy?
Well, the spy would be here's how you have if you're the Patriots defense. There's multiple spies because what you're saying.
Espionage.
Here's how you stop a running quarterback of that capability. You say you build a wall.
Here we go.
All right, let's say Bill.
Isn't this the guy earlier who told me I wasn't a very good tackler. I didn't know much about defense.
But I know a lot about defense because.
I thought you were going political on us.
No. As a player who wasn't big and fast and physical, I had to be smart and I had to know what defenses did, right? So what you want to do is you want to build a wall, build a fence.
Okay. You know? I feel better about that.
I'd rather have a wall. Fence has those little holes in
it. What you want to do is you want to build a wall. We're going to build a wall in bold tomorrow.
So I don't like the direction of the show.
All right, so let's say you got to build a fence, right? Yeah. Build a wall, whatever you want to do. Let's get past that point.
Yeah, sorry, I'm very distracted.
So now you're spying with leverage and the ability to say, we're not going to allow you to break through this fence or break through this wall. We're going to keep you in front of us.
Yeah, it's not the traditional, like, hey, Jamie Collins, you keep an eye on Lamar Jackson.
No.
And then he just runs by him. And
right,
you're like, well,
and
what
it's
was
not,
that?
Hey, so, it's not outside rushes. Hey, go get the quarterback. It's no.
No.
We play, we rush the passer, but with the intent in our mind is to keep the passer, the quarterback, higher than us or level to us. You never want to get the quarterback lower than you, basically, where you're upfield and the quarterback's down.
Oh, worst place to be. Yeah,
so that's how you do it. So you're moving. It's like the, you know, if you're storming, what is it?
Normandy,
right?
Yeah.
He's all over the place.
I don't know.
Right. We're doing it as a nice wall.
Okay. You
know? As a nice wall.
So if you have multiple spies.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Okay, explain this to me.
If we're all spies, no one's a spy.
So who's covering everybody else?
I know.
We're all focused on Lamar.
You're playing man in the back end. The multiple spies are coming.
Coming
with your front seven, your front eight. And you're playing man-to-man in the back end. You're playing man up. If they have a.
So what about the back? What if they release the back to my side and I'm the spy? Do I have the back or do I spy?
No. You'll be playing man-to-man with him. Whether that's a.
I am.
No.
Or somebody else's.
Well, whoever, somebody's got to cover.
It's got to be your dog.
My point is they can't flood your side and make you make a decision?
No, because you'll always have an extra guy.
Got three strong, two weak, all that crap.
You'll always have an extra guy, right? If you're rushing seven.
Okay, you only got four left.
If you're built, right. And they can only send out five.
Right. So, that's the scenario I just worried about.
So yeah, somebody's open.
Or
you're
putting me on an island. Do I go with him or do I come up and boom, these behind me, big play?
No. Can you put the wall on the island?
No, you build it with six then. Now you take away, rather than building it with the seven-man front, you build it with six.
All right. I don't know what the hell just happened here the last few minutes. We
will took the guy
back.
Who admitted he doesn't know defense, and we're taking his defensive game.
Patriots-Ravens tonight. It's the Sunday night football matchup. Tom E. Curran will join us at
11:30. I'm going to
draw it
up for you.
Yes, this is during the NFL break. Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to NFL Sunday on Sports Radio WEEI.
Is it fair to put him in the conversation with the 85 Bears and the 2000 Ravens?
Absolutely. And the Bucks. I mean, everybody else. Mm-hmm. At this point in the season, they're playing better than any of those teams, any of those franchises. So why not give them credit? The play speaks for itself. The numbers speak for themselves. And the guys are going out there, and they're doing it on a consistent basis now. I mean, you made an important point. The meat of their schedule comes up the second half of the season where they'll be playing, you know, better teams and better offenses.
William McGinnis from earlier in the week on Dale and Keefe talking about this Patriots defense, which, again, kind of similar to the 49ers. We're talking about the 49ers. Like, do you buy into the 49ers? Obviously, they're 8-0, and they have a chance to prove it. I think they may have already proven it to me, maybe to Andy Hart. Wiggy's still waiting for some big wins or at least some good performances down the stretch. Same thing with the Patriots defense. They have put themselves in the position to be considered the best of all time. Now, it's going to play out, though, and I think Lamar Jackson's a step up. I know you don't necessarily think so, Wiggy, but his team is definitely better. So a win over Lamar Jackson is more impressive than a win over Colt McCoy or a win over Daniel Jones in like his third start or a win
with
over
no weapons.
With nobody playing with him and all those guys. Now, once you get to Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, then it's much more legitimate. But today's even a step up. But do you guys think that they should be discussed all-time defenses, not just all-time Patriot defenses, but all-time NFL defenses?
Yeah, statistically, when you start to look at what they've done, you have to put them in that category. You got to think about it like this. They're only allowing 6 points a game.
Right.
That's pretty
it's insane.
Nuts.
Yeah, it's
stupid. It's insane what
especially
they're doing.
Especially in a passing league.
Right, because they're not just beating the bad teams. They're embarrassing them. Like, Sam Darnold looked awful. You could probably count on one hand quarterback play that has been that bad, especially like new era quarterback play. That was so bad, and that was this defense just picking them off. The whole seeing ghost thing was unbelievable, but they are making quarterbacks in particular look really bad. There have been some running backs that have had some moments, but what is it? What's the stat now? Is it 2 passing touchdowns to like 18 picks or something ridiculous?
Yeah, I believe they've allowed 2 passing touchdowns and they have 18 or 19 interceptions.
Like, think about that. Even bad quarterbacks in the NFL now throw for 20-something touchdown passes.
Wiggy's just drawing stuff up left and right.
Wiggy is putting in his submission to be the defensive coordinator.
That's your zone wall.
See, I already got a problem with your man.
What's the problem?
Well, so you got 2 receivers and a back to the right side.
Yes.
Okay.
To the left side as we're looking at
the defensive left, yes. The offensive right.
Yep.
Yeah, they're strong side. Left side, strong side.
So if I run the... What's a Holly?
Michael?
Why does it say Holly?
Hollywood Brown is the receiver.
Oh, he's out. Okay, you were putting actual names in
there. Yeah, I was just
MI is Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
Okay.
LJ is Lamar Jackson.
You want to get to know the opponent.
Right.
That's smart.
So if I run Hollywood off.
Yep.
And I got Snead running some little boop, boop under pattern.
Right.
And then I release Ingram to the right side.
To the right side.
Or defensive left
side.
Who is spying? You had your multiple spy system. Who's spying?
I would use that inside linebacer, and I would still be able to build
the one
that
over
line.
The guard,
the one
that's outside
off
the tackle.
Ball. Turn around, let me see what show pointed. I would use the linebacker to his side, right off the right over the guard.
Yeah, I think that guy's going to get toasted by Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be able to stop
Lamar
Jackson.
But he's covering Mark Ingram. You're asking me.
So he's covering Mark Ingram and Lamar Jackson?
So who's spying?
No, you said if he releases, and then I walk my safety down, my free safety, and he would just turn into the spy. Or I could match coverage and I could
tell. So if the free safety comes down and spying, that's the case of one of those flicks to Hollywood down the field.
But you got
to
make an accurate throw. That's why I'm playing man-to-man. Or what I do is I tell my free safety, you take the back, you got Mark Ingram, and now I would still leave it at that. It would be a,
see, if Lamar
be a zero
is smart
coverage.
He sees that free safety either go deep, now he's thinking run. If he sees him come up, now he's thinking flick.
But he has to
puts it on Lamar.
He has to be smart enough to see that.
So you don't think he's smart enough?
No, I don't think he's smart enough.
No,
Do you think he's smart enough to see that my safety walks up? I tell him, get up there, and then at the snap of the ball.
I have questions about him. I was looking at it. Other than a single game, I lost my sheet, whatever.
Oh, boy.
His passing yards has gone down every single week.
Interesting.
Like, that arrow is just straight down. Like, I think it's a little misrepresented, and I know I've beaten this, but he had 5 touchdowns in the opener, 300 and whatever yards. The idea that he's taken this leap as a passer,
I think is a Matt
Chatham-like false narrative.
I also think that nobody is saying that he's going to be good in 5 years. Like, nobody even thinks that. I think the question is, can he have a good season? Like,
this is not sustainable.
No, I know it's not.
You don't rush. He's on pace for like 1,300 yards rushing. No way in hell he can play the quarterback position with his build, his look. He's a broken man. You can't do that for an extended period.
Could he be Michael Vick? Michael Vick had a long career.
I don't think he's as accurate as a thrower than Michael Vick was.
Who wasn't
a
accurate
saying, I don't
thrower.
Think he's that accurate, but I understand what
no.
you're saying.
Remember when he used to throw it to LG Crumpler's
shins? But I'm saying like the idea that, and then he'd throw it 100 miles an hour to him. We have a little touch on it there, Mike. He's just gassing it to LG Crumpler like 8 yards away. But to say that the running quarterbacks, like they're going to be out of the league. It's like, well, Michael Vick had a long career. Could have even been longer if it wasn't for some of his choices. But I feel like Lamar Jackson might be in the league, but I wouldn't bet on that. But the question is, can he have a good year? Can he have that one-off really good year? Not that Robert Griffin was the scrambler, but he had one really good year.
Yeah, you could have
Cam
one
Newton
good year.
Had a really good
you
year.
You could have one good year, and we talked about
and
this.
Could this be it? I mean, it does seem like it's trending in the wrong direction already.
Maybe you could have one good year, but ultimately what ends up happening, even later in the year, teams, just like I put the game plan, because then I showed you the other defensive game plan, which
is
on.
Yes, we've got to get away from the charts.
What we'll do is we'll tweet them out so people can actually
look at. We'll tweet out the charts.
We'll look at how we built the wall, but here's the problem. defensively, yeah. I was able to put together two game plans or two defensive plays.
While you're on
two
the
plays.
Radio.
Plays.
No, those are game plans, Andy.
Yeah, but you could
they're not separate game plans.
Well, you're
going
game.
Into a game with just two coverages.
How long did install take?
3 minutes.
Took 3 minutes.
You're right. By the way, if Lamar Jackson can't decipher two singular coverages, the Patriots are going to bleep and kill
right.
him.
Right, and I'm doing this right here in 2 minutes.
I know, yeah.
But the point I'm making is, if you give me more time and I break down more film, then what ends up happening...
Do you want to be on the coaching staff now?
No, but what ends up happening...
You've been talking to Troy, haven't you?
I think you have.
What ends up happening... No, what ends up happening...
They need a tight ends assistant coach.
No, here's what happens.
Yeah.
You now create problems for that guy, and sooner or later, the running, we all catch up to that. Defensively, now you can't do that no more. And now,
but is there something about underestimating the speed? Now, like, we've talked to...
What do you mean the speed?
So, the physical speed of Lamar Jackson, because we've talked to...
No.
The McCourties and Daron Harmon about it, and you can watch film on Tyreek Hill, and you say, oh, wow, Tyreek Hill's fast. But then when you're on the field with him, you go, holy smokes, is he fast. And then some of that with Lamar Jackson, where you watch him scramble, you watch him run, you're like, oh, yeah, he looks faster than most quarterbacks. But then when you're on the field and you're taking an angle that we would normally be able to get to a fast quarterback, well, now that's not going to work because this guy is a different level.
No, you wouldn't underestimate that because you would be preparing for that, knowing that he's on a different level of speed. And you'd have to know, okay, we
but
have to take the prop.
It's difficult to prepare for, though, isn't it? Like,
they've emphasized that all week.
Yeah, so you're preparing for it. Now, doing it in the game is one thing, but being prepared for it, knowing that, okay, this guy's at a different speed, you have to take the proper angle, and if you don't, now it's you come back to the sideline, and Bill's going, what are you doing?
It was like when Rob Bradford played against Jermaine Wiggins one-on-one basketball. Bradford probably knew that Wiggy was strong, but
they're not that strong.
Right.
And he had, like, a guy he played with at the Y, a big body, but it wasn't the same thing.
Yeah, okay, can you recreate what Wiggy does? He goes, sure, I'll give it a shot.
So it's like Jason McCourty on Fridays, when you asked him, who's the fastest quarterback you ever played against? He goes, as of Sunday at 8:20, it'll be Lamar Jackson.
Be this guy.
Like,
yeah.
He hasn't seen it yet.
Right. So but he knows that he's fast. So he got to prepare and make sure he takes the proper angles.
Which can cause you sometimes to make mistakes. Because you overrun guys. You know, if he gets the edge, so I got to overplay it. Now, all of a sudden, boop, he puts a foot in the ground.
But you have to look at it. You got to go, he's fast, not shifty. There's a difference.
Well, he can cut.
No, cutting is one thing.
Yeah, he's...
Shifty is low.
See, now he's not even a good runner to win.
Yeah.
Wiggy's
so
low
Wiggy
on Lamar Jackson.
So dismissive of Lamar Jackson.
No, there's a way. Shifty is.
Well, I'm not saying he's like Dante Hall returning punts for the Chiefs.
Dante Hall was shifty.
Yeah, that's like shifty.
Like a water bug.
That's what I mean. Yeah. One cut, you know, okay, he's a one cut runner.
Yeah.
He's super fast, but he's one cut. So what we have to do is make him stop his feet multiple or make him, what do they call it, fire feet, because he's not the most shiftiest
pitter-patter
type pitter-patter.
Right, but that's easier to do when you know, as you coaches say, get hats to the ball.
Yeah.
If I'm a free safety just running with him, it's on me. He's either going to beat me with speed or he only has to have one cut.
But doesn't this go back to now, but that goes back to the other, the wall. It goes back to the wall. And
it always goes back to the wall.
Where are my other people? You know, it's about with him.
Yeah, but there's going to be times where, whether it's a linebacker, whether it's, my guy Chase Winovich, whether it's Daron Harmon, there's going to be times where they're going to be in position where it's me. Right?
Yeah.
I got to make a play.
But that's where you got to make the play.
Right. But now I don't have the wall.
No,
I don't have the wall.
No.
Two hats coming from either side. It's me.
All right.
And can I make the play?
Your window into the game is brought to you by Botello Lumber, your local Anderson Windows dealer. We'll get to your phone calls on Patriots and Ravens
game
here. We'll have to tweet out the game plans, so look for those. We'll also get into Josh Gordon. His time is done here in New England, but I think he landed in the best possible spot for him. So we'll get to all that. Tommy Curran at 11:30. This is NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening to NFL Sunday. Let's get back to it on Sports Radio WEEI.
And look, before they claim wide receiver Josh Gordon on waivers Friday, the Seahawks have been doing their due diligence on Antonio Brown. Russell Wilson was even pushing the team to sign Brown before it claimed Gordon on Friday. But now that the Seahawks have added another weapon in Gordon, it looks like Brown will have to continue looking for work with one fewer option. But his agent Drew Rosen now said there are three teams that are very interested in signing Antonio Brown at this point in time. We'll see how it works out. The investigation, I think the teams are waiting for it to wrap up.
What was that? Hello? What?
I'm sorry, I got to go pick up Antonio Brown in fantasy.
Oh my God, Antonio Brown? Three teams are interested in Antonio Brown. Russell Wilson pushing for Antonio Brown signing with the Seahawks. That was Adam Schefter just now on the countdown show on ESPN. This is NFL Sunday. Keith Wiggy, Andy Hart is in for Fourier today. And more likely coming back, Wiggy, in your mind this season, Antonio Brown or Rob Gronkowski?
Antonio Brown.
Has to be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think so.
Because I think Gronk still, to me, is a zero. Antonio Brown, not a great chance, just because it's been a while. But I did think this would be an interesting week. Trade deadline happens. Patriots weren't going to be a suitor anyway. The 49ers added Emmanuel Sanders. And now the Seattle Seahawks get Josh Gordon off of waivers. Although, we've talked a lot recently about the receiver that Josh Gordon is right now.
Right. I would have no problem if I'm Seattle signing Antonio Brown, exactly. And then maybe Gordon's out. Like, yeah, I may test him for a week, whatever. Mm-hmm. Can we play this for 10 seconds? So three teams is the report.
Yes.
Those would be?
My guess, those teams would be
the Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys.
So you eliminate the 49ers because of the Sanders trade?
I do.
Why?
Well, they got a
There's no rule against having multiple receivers.
No, in fact, you want as many as you can get.
Yeah,
I feel
true.
Like maybe I shouldn't rule them out, but I just think that Emmanuel Sanders was their big get. The offenses look good. They're 8-0 and probably feeling pretty good about themselves. Do they really want to add? They're more of a running team
anyway. An elite
player.
Mm-hmm. Do they really want to add the best receiver in football?
I would.
Does Jimmy G really want to?
I
can tell you the answer. Based on what we've seen from Tom Brady and now this report from Russell Wilson, he is quarterbacks just lust after him.
Yes.
Like, you have two MVP Hall of Fame quarterbacks that seemingly are all in on AB.
I've really come around on Russell Wilson. I used to be like him and Ciara kind of annoying and all that stuff, but he's a great, great player. And the fact that he was pushing his team to get Antonio Brown.
So we play in the game of which.
Who would take him?
There's okay.
Three teams.
Okay. So we all think Dallas is one of them.
Dallas is one.
Green Bay?
Yes.
Yeah, if Brady wants him and Wilson
Green
wants
Bay
him.
Green should want him.
Because what's the deal?
Adams has been dealing with his turf toe forever. Yep. I think he could play. Yep. He might be back.
But turf toe is one of those things.
Tricky. Yeah, lingers, and they have a bunch of young guys. And they had a guy off the practice squad not too long ago. So they could bump some of those young guys down, bring him in.
Poor Matt LaFleur.
Now there's only two.
Texans? Bill O'Brien wouldn't know what to do with him. That would
I got
be a
two
problem.
Teams left.
How about Saints? If we're saying that MVP Hall of Fame type quarterbacks lust after him, Michael Thomas and Antonio Brown.
What about Baltimore?
Kamara.
Chiefs. Got to be
like
Chiefs.
What about Baltimore or the Colts?
Baltimore
with Hollywood.
Baltimore would be a disaster though, because Lamar Jackson wouldn't be able to get him the ball, and it would not. You need to know what you are.
What about the Colts?
You have to go in with your quarterback being better than Derek Carr and even Roethlisberger, like to even have a chance.
Yes,
with it,
I would
right?
agree with that. And I don't think the Colts, for a similar reason, mm-hmm. they're also a team that has sort of built their whole season on unity and the post-Andrew Luck thing. I think AB is a questionable addition to that.
But do you think the Chiefs look at it and go,
talent.
Passing game is the issue, or just want to add talent?
Talent. I think the Chiefs just look at talent.
Well, when's Kareem Hunt coming back?
Talent. He's on the Browns.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
And soon, by the way.
So you think that the Chiefs is more just talent?
Yeah, I think talent trumps all.
You don't feel like that?
Andy Reid has always been like that. Eh, bring in T.O., yeah. bring
but
in whoever.
But there's not enough balls to go around. He also had the problem with T.O. because he had to send them home. Because there's not enough footballs. Travis Kelce.
I think if he does,
Mecole Hardman,
if he does show up, you're praying that it's
he went
the
to
NFC,
a Super Bowl.
By the way,
him.
Wait, what?
He went to a Super Bowl with T.O.
He did.
Like so, I think that's what he would envision.
Yeah.
If I, because is there more of a difficult matchup combo in the National Football League than Tyreek Hill and Antonio Brown?
No, never.
Whole you
maybe
get
never.
Back to work on your fence and all those things.
Right.
Figuring out how to. Oh, by the way, and if Mahomes is healthy as part of that.
Yeah. But now you're taking balls away from Travis Kelce.
Okay.
They'd figure it out. They got Mahomes. They don't have something.
You think you can figure that out?
Yeah,
right,
I do.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll figure it out in Miami, February, whatever.
I do. I mean, Peyton Manning figured it out with Harrison Wayne and Dallas Clark. Those guys all put up monster numbers. Yeah, the greatest show on turf had Holt, Bruce, and then Marshall Faulk caught a million passes.
You really think AB is going to be complaining about ball? Oh, sorry. It's a stupid question.
you got to get him in. All right, so after that.
What about Tyreek Hill? We know he's going to complain about not getting balls.
I know, but he'll get his.
Yeah, but are they going to be complaining if they're putting up 55?
No. For one season, those guys, and Brown will be motivated and be pissed off.
Oh, I've given up on him. He doesn't have honeymoon periods. He does not believe in what a honeymoon period is. No,
but I think he's going to. I think there's something to him because he says he's the best receiver. He is the best receiver, so he needs to make sure that he looks like it on the field. I don't think he would show up and kind of half-ass it.
But he knows he's going to. He was here for a week, and all we heard about it is 30 for 30 with Brady in practice, and they did things we've never seen on a practice field before.
So he'll do that somewhere else.
No, I know, but that's my point. Like, he doesn't have to prove anything because he knows when he shows up, it's proven.
Oh, no, I know, but I'm saying, like, he's going to go and he's going to do well, like, wherever he goes.
It's going to come down to the quarterback and him respecting the quarterback.
That would be Robert Kraft's worst nightmare, is if he showed up
Chiefs.
And helped the team.
So I would say
the Chiefs,
he arrives at Gillette Stadium
and by
the AFC title game.
By the way, if the Chiefs lose today and maybe Mahomes misses another week, it might not even be the AFC title game. It might be the divisional round.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the way their record is.
Chiefs.
How bad is that?
Chiefs, Green Bay, and Dallas. Because the quarterback has.
Dallas.
Got to
be the quarterback.
Dallas
maybe.
They don't have the
Dak
quarterback, but they don't have the quarterback, but they don't have as many playmakers.
But think about it, Elliott and Amari Cooper.
Right.
And
Elliott, like the play action passing game you could set up.
Because I think Dallas fits the mold too, because Jerry Jones has even talked recently about how, man, I got to win now. Like, I don't know how much longer I'll be doing this.
When you get Antonio Brown and Amari Cooper, or you get Antonio Brown and Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, you now need to throw the ball 35, 40 times a game.
Right.
Yeah, and I think the Chiefs already do.
Well, what I'm saying with Dallas.
So, hey, Sammy
for
Watkins,
Dallas, it's an issue.
Oh, Dallas
I don't think
is
Dak is
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I don't think Dak is the
because that's
that
what you
got to
become.
No, he's not.
But if you have that type of talent, it's easier to become that type of quarterback.
Yeah.
Right.
The windows might be a little.
Should be great for him, even though that report makes it sound like, oh, we have Josh Gordon, so we're all set. But
what does that mean?
As a New England fan, you would know that you're not really all set. And
right.
You would rather have either both, or if it was choosing between the two, it's not even close.
Can you imagine,
point.
Though, Green Bay, like, I don't know if Matt LaFleur is ready for that.
I don't know either.
And
I don't think he would have
Seattle.
Ownership of his
Has
own
Has Rodgers really had any big personality receivers in his time? I feel like not really. Adams is quiet. Maybe
right.
Maybe if you followed the team, he's a little bit louder.
I don't really think so. Greg Jennings really wasn't that kind of guy.
No. Not that it wouldn't work. I'm just saying they've never really
they
had
could,
any big
They time. Could butt heads, though, because you know how Rodgers
oh,
is.
Yeah.
He butts heads with
well,
everybody.
You know what? He'd be kind of like Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
So that might not be as good. Yeah, Mahomes or Russell
See,
Wilson.
I don't know about Seattle,
Dak.
Though, but I don't know about Seattle.
I think
because
Deshaun
you have,
Watson would actually
You would
love
have
it
to now.
You'd
have
Hopkins
to,
and Brown?
That'd be ridiculous.
But when,
that would
be when you have to become when you have to become a team that now throws the ball 35 times
That's
a game.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Or if I have those types of weapons,
but
yeah.
even if you're a
Why
team,
wouldn't I?
If you're Dallas,
but if
you
you're not
still,
if that's not really who you are on offense, even as an offense coordinator, you might have that. But offensive coordinators, they feel like their offense is the way it
I
should
know,
be.
But so say
well, then they are bad coaches.
Yeah, then they're
going
to
adapt
to
get this
talent.
Type of talent,
yeah, yeah.
And we've said it when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he is just a guy who has to run goes
oh, he's
all day long.
Right. He does
you
everything.
Can throw your little nows and tunnel screens
right.
and whatever the hell you want and then watch him juke people and go the distance, right? It's not like you have to just be a downfield passing attack.
No, but we got to make sure you get your targets.
We
got to make
will.
Sure we force the ball.
Yeah, but think about it. If he goes to Dallas, even if they throw the ball 25 times, you throw it to him 12, you throw it to Cooper 8, and then you have 5 to sprinkle to Jason
right.
Witten and the other bum receiver there. they'd be fine.
Yeah, they'd be fine.
You just you target Antonio Brown every time you drop back, and it's still going
to
work.
The physical on-field issues are not a concern for me at all.
Yeah. But doesn't that then lead to issues because now defensively, you know, if that's your game plan, they're throwing it to him 12 times a game will double. And now if you get a guy like Prescott who's going to force the issue because he wants to keep Brown happy, could potentially lead to some turnovers. I feel like you need a quarterback.
Or it could turn into crazy wins.
Well, yeah, I feel like you need a quarterback that has the ability
I think a receiver
target him, but I'm not going to force.
So usually I think a lot of times it's the quarterback that kind of makes the receiver. It can happen. But the top receivers can make the quarterback.
Yes.
So, for example, T.O. got Jeff Garcia. It's like multiple Pro Bowls.
Right.
So Antonio Brown could do that for Dak Prescott.
Especially receivers who have some versatility to their game.
Now, the one thing is it's a contract year for Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're like, you know what? We don't want to make him look that good. We don't want to bring him in here. And then all of a sudden
I'll worry about that after I'm in Miami.
I've always been on the Antonio Brown train.
You and me both.
As far as a player.
He's the best.
If you're a team that you feel like you want to take that next leap to get to the Super Bowl, and you feel like, all right, add in a guy on offense, Antonio Brown's the guy.
Trade deadline's over, and the best receiver in football is still available for nothing.
What about the Rams?
I
mean, they have a lot of talent at receiver.
I don't know if that's what they're lacking. I think their quarterback's no good.
But it's not about lacking. It's just adding. An upgrade. But whoever signs him, it's an upgrade.
Cooks and Cup, and you have Woods.
And he's better than them.
He's better than every receiver.
Right. So it's an upgrade.
Yes.
I know, but I don't know if that's like a need for the Rams.
Does the problem become when you add this player, are you then taking away from what your offense is because you are now adding a player that's so talented? You have to make sure he gets his touches. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I just think the potential trumps all.
He was the perfect fit here because he became your 1A.
Alpha. Yeah, he's alpha, your alpha dog.
And you didn't have multiple options at other places.
So, Rich, before you take the calls, let me give you one more option and get your little gift ready.
Yes.
What about the team we most recently saw?
The Patriots.
Nope. The Cleveland Browns.
No chance.
Why?
Freddie Kitchens sucks. It'd be a disaster there.
I didn't
Odell
say
Beckham
it would be
already
great.
Wants out.
I think it'd be phenomenally fun
to
watch.
Oh, it would be. It'd be amazing.
And Baker Mayfield doesn't have he doesn't have the respect as the leader of the team, which the quarterback.
And he has enough of a problem.
Yeah.
If you just look at the playoff teams right now in the AFC, Patriots, obviously no. Colts, we're saying no.
Why do you have to say no?
I know it should be the Patriots. It's another whole thing.
Baltimore, you're saying
Baltimore? No.
No.
Kansas City, yes.
Yes.
Kansas City, the Bills,
yes. No.
God,
and the
no.
Texans,
maybe.
So, yes, and a maybe in the AFC. And
Billy O'Brien, though. Billy O'Brien seems like he'd be too stubborn.
Yeah, I don't
to change.
Think that would work.
Who he is as a coach and what they do.
Although Will Fuller's always hurt,
right? Or if Will Fuller's on the field and he's your three.
See the NFC, it's they all make sense to me. So the 49ers. I don't think it will because they got Sanders, but it would be good. Saints?
Yes.
Packers?
Yes.
Cowboys?
Yes.
Seahawks?
Yes.
Vikings?
Sure.
Why not? I mean, that'd be a little overkill there.
I can't see what's-his-name, the head coach there.
Right.
Zimmer?
You already had issues with Stephon Diggs and Adam
We just
Thielen.
Started rolling and got
and
over love, those types of things.
And you have Dalvin Cook, so they love handing the ball off.
And so the report from Adam Schefter is three teams are interested, and that does not count the Seahawks, who reportedly did due diligence because Russell Wilson was pushing for an Antonio Brown signing. So maybe we'll have more this week on Antonio Brown. So add that to the conversation. We'll get back to your Patriots and Ravens thoughts as well. 617-779-7937. This is NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance, the right coverage at the right price, Kaplansky.com, and also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.